Right. Okay. Okay. Welcome to your new deer. We have a good view of it. Let's have a good year, sir. We'll see you here. Okay, we're holding up in test some of the Aleph. We're going to try and do what we can before you keep it. We just have today and tomorrow. And try and do what we can. But ultimately, at the end of the day, some of this sugya is going to have to be left for next month. But we'll try and stop at least in a convenient place. So, we were holding the test of that. We were holding the sugya that Rav had the shayla. Katsi nezik tzeres, do you pay me good for ume aliyah? Or is it stolen? Why should you pay me good for? Why should you pay me aliyah? What's happening? It should be me good for you. Every regular chain is always maliyah. Sorry, more every more is maliyah. What's happening? It should be me good for you. So he says one. Or be more says one. Is why? Because it's katsi nezik. If we find katsi nezik in any case of the Torah speaks about Chatzin Nezek is Nigufoi. So maybe that's a din. Chatzin Nezek is Nigufoi. We explained the last time in Shir that the limitation of Chatzin Nezek includes the limitation of only paying Nigufoi. That's why it should be Nigufoi. Or no, since it's okay, like Gregor, like Shen, like every mode, since it's okay. It is Me'ali. That's the Shaila of Rav. So, the Gemara tried to bring a Rai from Hittus. And we go up to the Gemara brought a Rai from Akelev Shlota Karoa. Right, this is where we learned it last week. The Kelev took the Karoa and he took it to a Goddish. And this Goddish burned down. Right? So he ate the Karoa, so that is Shin. But the goddess burned down through to that. And the law was, you pay how much for the charoah, how much you pay for the bull, why? For the shen, and how much you pay for the goddess, why? Tzoris, that's what we want to say, tzoris. So, and on that, it's clearly the bright said, he paid me good for you. But Tony Allah Hatzinez me good for you. Tony Allah Hatzinez me good for you. You see, you pay me good for you. Thomas Shiner, we've been patient. You pay Hatzinez service me good for you. That's basically what we got up to. You pay Hatzinez me good for you. Praise the Gemara, it is Piron. The price of theft are me good for you. So pray the Gemara like this, with Tizbur, they were Lozo, Nezek Shonim, Migufim, Yashkechon, and this line, as we mentioned last time, is difficult, because we don't find Yev Lozo mentioned at all in this period. What is this Yev Lozo? Who is this Yev Lozo? So we have to accept, as I was going to speak out, we have to accept that Yev Lozo was mentioned in the Brice. So Rashi actually mentioned that as well. Yev Lozo don't have a Brice. There is a Brice, and says you pay the blood and says you pay Nezek Shonim. So free the Gemara, Batisba, Lubalozo, Kunja Blozo said you pay Nezek Shonim, me goofy, me ashkechon. What do you find Nezek Shonim, me goofy? Who's ever heard of paying Nezek Shonim, me goofy? Surya is there was a half a minute to pay me goofy, but why? I was a half minute should pay serious people pay because it's not seen as so it's similar to all the Torah said by Sharitan. But something that you pay as exciting, there's no half a minute should pay me go pay. So if we're talking about serious, and that's why you pay Chatzin as it comes to Tanakame and it comes to Abrazan as exciting, it doesn't make any sense why you should pay me go pay. Why should you pay me go pay for Abrazan?
It's a question on the other one,
because he doesn't say that necessarily. Good, is what Rubin mentioned last time. We have a Brisa that says, Tanya Law, Captain Nezek Migufoi. We have this. We have a brayter that was talking about Yeruva.
Okay.
But maybe that's when you go like Rabbanan would say Chatzinetik. How do you know if a lot himself would say also be good for you? But that's also your pain as a shorim.
Oh, it's
a
shorim.
Yeah. So maybe we'd have two shittas. We have one shittas that says Chatzinetik, and on that price it said Chatzinetik be good for you. And the other shittas says Nedek Shorim, so he obviously holds it's more of the gamri. So he was paying Maliye. So what's Gemara's cash? Gemara says that Tishbur, if the laws are Nedek Shorim be good for me, ask your bone. So you're asking who told us that the Lazar actually did hold that way. Maybe if Lazar couldn't hold it, maybe Google. Either Bryce before and said, Tony, hello, Mishalem, Chatzinezek, Google. So the Bryce was talking about Chatzinezek. How do you know Nezek Shari? How do you know if Lazar would say we Google? That's the Kasha, Amit Pakeshit. Shed Amit Pakeshit. This is the question which should be asked. And because of this Kasha, there's Rishach and Narayan. Now, both of these, having the Marama, you need to read it and think about it and say, no, something's wrong here. And then you change it. Blah, you're wrong. So we're going to do the Rishashra, because he gives us the clue. The Rishashra at the back of the Gemara, everyone has it. The Rishashra is something which every Gemara has. Do you know, here's a bit of tidbits of information. That I don't know if this only happened, but this the Rishash has an aura on every single Omad of Shash. Every Omad of Shash, Rishash wrote an aura. There's not one Omad they didn't. So Rishash is you keep going. There you go, the Yamkum of Parshim you have there. So depending on which Gemara you have. Definitely has a Rishash, every Gemara has a Rishash. And another bit of information while we're at it, Rishash actually wasn't a Kurdi in the Marma. He was a banker, if I'm not mistaken. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And after all that information,
it's just that one line, Rishash.
No. 200. Where's the Rishash? Come on, you must find the Rishash already. What have you got in front of you? Tell me what you're looking at. You have to look at the Yalkum of Moshe. Yeah. The olden days, you used to be, they had to look page by page to be found the Rishash. Now they put them all together.
Okay.
Yalkum of Moshe. Now, your Yalkum of Moshe, you might have the Rishash at the bottom or not.
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes that easier for you. You've got a Rishash in the bottom? Okay, what about you? You'll be angry. No, you've gone too far. Go back.
I think.
Yeah, that looks good. Have you got a Rishash in the bottom of it or not?
No.
No, okay, so go to the Yudhikhet Samad Aleph. Yudhikhet Samad Aleph. That's the page that we're working on. After all this searching, you're going to be a bit of a letdown. So you're halfway through the Rishash, but yeah. You're the Ches of the Aleph. Yeah. Okay. So now you just look down into these three Rishash. The Dibba Masr, the Tony Allah, Mishale, Migubo. Tony, I don't know if you found it.
It's the only time it's on here that someone's on.
That's the only time it's just half the line in which you pair it. So I'll read it out to you. Just half a line. Says the Rishash, Betoni Allah, Mishale. What's the next word of the Rishash? Migufa. What's he done? He added a word or removed the words? He has into the Chatzin Ezek. He removed the words Chatzin Ezek. But Tani Alam is Shalom Yigubri. Hein Tzarech Loima. But Tev is Chatzin Ezek Limchoi. You remove the words Chatzin Ezek. Okay, Nehem Amaram. Elo Sheish Vitoisu. Maram says the same, but there's a mistake there. There's a printed error. We'll see in a second what the printed error was. But says Rishash, take out the words Chatzin Ezek. What's he done? What does it help? How does it help to take out the words Chatzin
Ezek? It's not limiting the group of Chatzin Ezek. It could also be for Shalom.
Right, says Rishash. Says Rishash, this rightful Tony Allah was not referring to the Tanakama only. This Tony Allah was referring to both opinions. Also the opinion of Rabbi Elazar says you pay in the group and you pay in the Shalom. On that as well, the Brisa said to Tony, at all the Brisa of the mat, me Google. This Brisa, we don't have it, so we can't really verify it. But you can imagine that the Brisa says, Panakama Hatan Ezek, Elozo, Ezek Shalim, and then at the bottom, ends of me Google. This me Google is going back on both of you. If it says Chatzin Ezek Mi Gufo, then you have your kasha. The kasha is Gufo. Sure, everyone's asking his kasha. If it's Chatzin Ezek Mi Gufo, what's your kasha? You're asking on a Melozo for a writer that says Chatzin Ezek. I'm talking about, I hold Ezek Shoni. That answers you wrong. There's no writer that says Chatzin Ezek Mi Gufo, delete it. It doesn't happen. It doesn't say. What we have is we have two opinions. We have Shimsa Tanakame, who says that you pay Chatzin Ezek for the tzuris. Shitzel Shev Elozo says you pay Ezek Shalim for the tzuris. On that it said, V'toni Adam Migufoi. So that we see, the tzuris is Migufoi. Said the Gemara, but it doesn't make any sense. Why should you pay Migufoi for Ezek Shalim? And the Brisa claim is going on Elozo as well. So it's not Migufoi, it's going on both. So why should it be Ezek Shalim Migufoi? That's the Gemara's question. Okay.
The Rashash didn't have the Brisa either. He's just saying that the Brisa couldn't have said that.
Right. Otherwise, the Gemara's kasha doesn't make sense. Nobody has this Brisa. It's all guesswork. And look at the Mara. What's the difference?
No, it's just because
we want to explain the Gemara. One Mahara, that's basically our Shia. Our Shia doesn't start running around and go with the Mahara and shame him, otherwise we get completely lost. We learn to Gemara, one Mahara, the Mahara, but the same taught us to learn how to learn. Whether or not there might be other Shia is an interesting topic, just not
more. What's the Mahara?
Oh, so let's look at the Mahara. Where's the Mahara?
Mahara, oh, we all know where the Mahara is. You're not going
to Mahara, I'm pretty sure. Mahara is about
the.
The back of the mark. Very good. Next one, I'll do the Marsha. Yes, and I went to Marsha. Where would be the Marsha? It's found exactly after the Rosh. It's the first Achron. The first Achron mentioned in the back of the Gemara on the Rosh, which is the Rish, and then the first set of Achron is Marsha. Mashal and Maram, those are the three. The Maram is underneath the Mashal because very often they discuss each other. Maram discusses the Mashal.
And what's the Mashal of the Lambeth
is the Mashal, yeah, Shleim is a borderline. Okay, so Maram. So what's the Maram say? Now look at this Maram. Maram, you know what, Moshe Peretz, I'm going to share with you Maram because I don't think you have it. Maram. Marsham is someone else. No, not Marsham. Marsham is at the top. You should have it. Everyone's got it. So let's learn this Maram together. And let's see if we understand why. There's only one Maram. Right?
Only one.
Okay, I don't share the screen for my parents. Share.
Share screen. Okay, Moshe Peretz, you should be able to see it now. Over here. So Tony Alon says the Mara. No, what's the Mara say? The Tony Alon is sharing Nezik, Chatzin Nezik Miguva. Nearly, what do you have in your Mara? Nearly, the legacy on
Miguva.
He says you meant to take out the word Miguva. Does that make any sense?
Not at all.
So obviously there's something else from around then, not this word. Says the Rishash, he meant to say, take out Legosina Chatzinim. Legosina Chatzinim. Nearly Legosina Chatzinim. Achim is from Achim Eino. If you look at other older editions, he don't actually say the word Chatzinim. And then he says, why? The Hare Meleza, it is the Nezik Shalim, but also the whole of the world, the Pekhari Shalim. Nami Eina Mishan, Elo Miguvoi, he also said anything Miguvoi, to the part of what's talking about the Gemara asked, how can you tell me it's Miguvoi because of Tzoya, it's Harry Melada holds this Miguvoi, and he said you've been a big shalim. If it's the answer is, why should you be in a big shalim Miguvoi? So clearly says the Maram, I'll put the Maram and Hashash together now, and clearly, you don't say the word Chatzinem, the cash of the Gemara was, that why should you pay? Rice said you pay me good for both opinions. And Bishlam Matana Kamer who said, Surya is Chatzin Nezek. I can hear maybe they'll tell me me good for me. If it's talking about Surya and if Rosa said you pay Nezek Shalim, there's no way it should be me good for me. And yet it does say me good for us. That tells us something else here. It's not Surya. It's not the reason why you would pay Chatzin, why you would pay me good for me. You have to see it. You have to see what the other reason could be. It's the riot too long. Rabbi wanted to know the shaykh if you say that stories. Captain Ezek, we thought we had the right in this brisa. We run around. Otherwise, there's no way of understanding why you should pay. We go for it as a shaykh on German. Okay, fine. So. Let's see Rashi, but I want to just see one more line of the Gemara. Eren, that would be meta. What could be possibly pshat in the pshat of the Belanda? Why would you pay it as a Shalim Yigulvay? Where do we ever have, I'm sure last time was trying to catch me out, it must be somewhere where we find it, but where do we ever have, you pay Nezik Shalim Yigulvay? How can that be? There must be something else. Says the Gemara Elok, going the Shoni Bahar, Begachemis. We're talking about where he did something different. The animal did something different with the Gecheles. It was a Shinri. What's the halacha by Shinri? How much do you pay? Chatzinez. And so why would it be that Rosa would say you pay Nezik Shalim? It was a shinri. If it's caring, why should you pay Nezik Shalim? There's no sumchus in the caring. Sumchus is in my tzuris. But by caring, there isn't. So why should it be that Raza would say you pay Nezik Shalim and say, I care? That's right. That's because he holds like a tafen. So I'm like a tafen. The Omar is shunna caring. But it's anything Nezik Shalim Mishan. The whole time of Tafin, Yaakov, go back to the Gemara, just because of that. The whole time of Tafin, and Tafin says that, Tafin says that if you do it, if you do a Shinah, if you do it in the Shur, if you do Karen, in the Shur Sanidei, you pay Nezik Shonim. Pay Nezik Shonim. That makes the Kabbalah claim that we're going to pump into it, they talk to the Gemara. It's also actually, yeah, we're going to, it's going to be Mishnah Mitzvah. It makes the Kabbalah claim. There he goes, Alice.
Karen is Chayiv in Rishus HaRabim. Nachon? Shemen Regel is Potter in Rishus HaRabim. So what's more common? Karen is more common. So if we find that Shemen Regel, which is Potter in Rishus HaRabim, is Chayiv Nezek Shonem in Rishus HaNizek, the Kosher again, Karen, which is more common, should be at least Chayiv Nezek Shonem in Rishus HaNizek. If we find that Karen Shemregel, which is more color, arrived at Potter Shazaram, when it gets to Shazanidic, it pays the full whack. So certainly Karen, which is more homo, arrived at Shazaram, it's hard to pay. Certainly in Shazanidic, you should have to pay as much, at least, as Shemregel, which is Nezik Shani.
Well,
that's what we're good for. We want to say, how do you know? Maybe that's the kind of thing. The Karen would be kind of an exotic. Where do we ever find that Karen is part of
the thing? It's more common than the regular.
Mm-hmm.
The regular is more common than Karen.
Which way?
There's a challenge.
Where? It's just that easy.
Just
yeah, that's our kind of thing. We're going to say that the Karen would also be. The Torah says that Karen brings Chatzin Nezek. And we'll say that means in Rishus HaRabim. In Rishus HaNizek, Karen would be as much as Shemen Regel. If you find that Karen is more homo than Shemen Regel in Rishus HaRabim, so Karen is more homo, so it should be at least as homo as Shemen Regel in Rishus HaNizek. That's Rishus HaTal.
The whole liability here is all based on this. Sukkim, right? So you're allowed to interpose the top of Omer with the Sukkim in order to upgrade the Pasuk is holding?
Yeah, the Pasuk doesn't say where you pay Chatzin.
But the Pasuk does say that you do pay anywhere, doesn't it?
No, you pay anywhere.
Right.
Okay, yeah, pays anywhere.
Right. So
that what the Pasuk says, you pay Chatzin, yeah, it's no manners to have it. It's just anything, a Kalafim. A Kalafim is one of those things that the Torah is mentioned then. Right?
Yeah.
It's a Kalafim, that's the Sora of Tom. If you don't hold of it, that's the Sora of Tom.
The Kalafim doesn't hold it daily.
Oh, very good. Okay. Hey, Blumen, you're ahead of the game. That thing was special on the top. I don't know, I didn't. That's not. Okay, so that's your Shinzim Tom. That's your Shinzim Tom. So what do the Tom say? Rambam says that Karen has to pay, Shertal has to pay Nezik Sholeh, Nezik Nezik. But, only Migufoy. Only Migufoy, since in the end of the day, it's never near time. And the Pasuk says, Momochas Asholeh, the Pasuk says by Tam that Migufoy, to Mamela, only Migufoy. That now answers why the Brisa says it's Migufoy. Because we're going by Shoytam, and Shoytam is definitely Migufoy. Just the reason why we also said you pay Nezik Shonim is because you're also ripped off. So you never find that somebody who pays Nezik Shonim pays Migufoy. Unless you can have a case of a town. If you found a town that pays Nezik Shonim, then it'd be Migufoy. Okay? Up can the Gemara. So do we have a riot for Rava? Rava the Shaila, it's serious Migufoy, my dear. Yeah, but I am. Where are we holding them? No, why not? It says that Tzoris, the God is keeping me good for it. We thought the God is was because of Tzoris. That is not because of Tzoris. It's good for it. It's my good for it. We're talking about Shiloh. We're talking about Karen. And Karen and Abraham and Karen is always. Karen Tam is always Migufoy. And therefore, you pay Chatzin Nezek Migufoy. So why do you pay Kunzer Veloza? Why do you pay Nezek Shalim? If we're talking about Tam, I understand Migufoy, but why Nezek Shalim? That's it. The older of Tafran, the Tafran holds, that would be Karen. Mishutayokid pays Nezek Shalim.
So the question Nezek Shalim Migufoy in the Ashkelon, meet with the Havamino? And then we say no, but you hold like a powerful group and then eventually you don't.
Because we thought it was Ba'uche. Ba'uche, you'll never find that it's Shalim and Gul. It's talking about a tam. And tam means Rehuva, even though Rabbi Elazar could tam and says he paid an inshallah. A chiddush is something which we have to put in our pockets. Maybe one day it will be able to come back to it. It's something which is put in our pockets. You could have tough and said you're paying Nezek Shonim, it's still only a good one. That's something which we have to bear in mind. Remember, last time we were saying that Shadun Gufa is a way of paying Chatzi Nezek. Here we're seeing the time it says Nezek Shonim, since the Shoita, it's only a good one.
So the group was looking at the short time. It's only paying the bid here. It's only paying the shalem because of the telephone.
Right. If that's true, that the group is because of shoytam, that really brings us back to the question: what was Robert's having in him that by tsuris should be migufa? If the reason why he paid migufa is a din in time. And not a din in the cutting of it, din in tam. All right, there are tam, and since you pay Nezek Shalim of tam, not Migufa. So if din of Migufa is a din in Shoytam, then what's it got to do with Tsuris? Why did the Rabbi have a Shaila by Tsuris? He should pay Chatzi Nezek Migufa. What's Shaila Migufa got to do with Tsuris? Tsuris is normal. Tsuris is not Shinui. So we explained till now, yes, it's a din in Chatzi Nezek, you have to pay Chatzi Nezek, you pay Chatzi Nezek, Migufa. Right? It's nothing to do with Tam or Mur, it's to do with Chatzi Nezek. So all of them at Surah, it's going to be Chatzi Nezek, Migufa. And now we're seeing that Cholabob's no Talfin, that Shari Tam, pays Nezek Shalim, it's still only Migufa. So you see that the reason why you pay Migufa is Shari Tam, and not because of Chatzi Nezek. If it's not to do with Chatzi Nezek, if we back Shreya again, so what was Robert's having in a bite story? He said, you're paying people. So that's something which, but if we go on, needs have on, and we have to try and work. It's just needs work. So let's now do some rushing. We have rushing. Lord Rashi, Rich Rashi, it is good. Rashi is like basically halfway down the page, one line above that. One line before, halfway down the page. Shivyak will say his line. Past the line 22 of the Gemara. Line 13, Rashi. It is well, we should seriously go. What? Do you really think? And this sugya was a sugya, and Loz and Chacham was a sugya of Tzuris. Do you think it's illogical? Is it illogical? Mishum Tzuris Kirchayim. Because the Tzuris, which is done in a normal fashion, Mechayim or Yunichayim, no Shayach. Why? There are Loz of the Bryce Shayach. Not logical.
What?
To assume that this Bryce was talking about Tzuris. Why? The blazer don't like it. It's on to explain. The blazer don't have a price and then they shone. The blazer said that the price you pay and then they shone. Right? He said you pay and then they shone. Why should he say you pay and then they shone? But people in spirit, they get some of us. Even if he understood that he's got like some of us, the Roman service, then they shone. And told the church to pay and then they shone. If anyone owns their own Gemara, put a comma afterwards and they shot. Okay, I've been in Israel against some books on my series and they shot him, even if you're doing some books. That says the series you pay and they shot him. Me goofing, me ashkapon, Nedek shot him. Do we find that person would have to pay Nedek shot him, me goofing? Bechor okay. Anything which is a normal matter. To cause injury. Could go in Tsuris. Tsuris is a normal thing that can cause injury. Rabbi Gufe, Lloyd Gummy Boyle, Rabbi himself at the Sophie with David Gufe did not ask it, and I live with Rabban. Only asked it, not the ship of Rabban. The only Chatinezek, who said Chatinezek, me Boyle, he had this question, Yavoy, hi. Kisha Chatzinezek, is this Chatzinezek like other Chatzinezek? Who may go for it? And therefore, do we go for it? You go based on the fact that it was normal. The faulty open, anything which is normal damage. Mario, you came from Mario. So Rabbi himself only had his shine come to Rabbanon. Rabbanon said that you pay. Rabbanon said you pay. Chatzinezek. It's okay, we pay Chatzinezek. So do we say we look at Chatzinezek? Or do we say it's okay, so it should be Mario? Avol says Rashi, Avol, live in the Sukkos. We come to Sukkos. Shintelele Rabbah, Rabbah has no suffering whatsoever. It was obvious to Rabbah. To Mariah, Mishalim, you pay Mariah. So the whole many Kemud Mashvinu, Rabbah, sorry, Sukkos, treated this tzuris as the more the whole many, it was everything. Nedek Shalim, right? So of course it's Mariah, it's okay. Nedek Shalim, so obviously Mariah. So if we think this godish, the reason why five is because of tsarius, and it says migufari, that doesn't make sense. Because if I be good to a bomb, it could be migufari tsarius chatinezek. Where the loza who said if I'm nezek shalei, if it's because of tsarius, you would definitely say if I'm malie. And yet the brayser said you pay miguf. That tells us that it's nothing to do with tsarius. The godish getting burnt down is not because of tsarius. You're not chayiv in the tzoris of rape. Not chayiv in the tzoris of rape. Why are you chayiv? Carry on. I think Mo's going to carry on. And the next Rashi, it's good to start the week with a gevaldige chiddush. The next Rashi tells us the biggest chiddush you could possibly have thought of before you woke up. I mean, when, once you woke up. In the Ma'am, it's a gevaldige chiddush. It says Rashi, the next Rashi, Eloh Kibboim, the Shoni Begachel. The first one, the Gemara put in the word Gachel is here. Which we weren't speaking about, someone who spoke about a loaf of bread, a charon. So there's a new thing called a gacheles, meaning they ate that loaf of bread and there was obviously some coal on that loaf of bread. And then what happened, says Rashi. Where? Rashi in Ireland, Victoria. Right, very good, okay, good. Well spotted, I missed that one. So then Rashi, Eloh Shenot, you're going to show them again. Shenot Lob Piv, he took the Gacheles in his mouth, and placed it on the Godish, the Haino Shinim. It's a Shinim. So Rashi, it's not normal for animals to take coals. A loaf of bread, they could do that. A coal, they wouldn't do that. They even got a loaf of bread, took the bread, and had the coal stuck onto it. So that's a normal thing in Shem. They didn't. They took the coal, then I made sure of him. Took the coal and put it on the coal. That's not a normal thing to do. Right? So it's a shimmer.
You can't burn them. It's a farrar on the color
salad. Why would that be a shimmer?
Because he doesn't pick them one way or the other. He wouldn't pick them.
Rashi said like we're changing something what we said before. Finally, he said he took the charo, he ate it, and placed it somewhere. So that's how I understood it.
But the more changing the scenario.
Yeah, they took the kacheles. Did something different with the kacheles. What did you do with the kacheles? With
the.
So why is it a shimmering?
Maybe he eats
by the
way
it's
supposed to be.
No.
Maybe he never puts that
food. They say maybe
he
didn't eat it.
What?
Maybe he didn't eat it.
And what's he usually eats it low right away. That's normal. What are you putting it down for? You put it down on the gabish. That's a shielding.
It's a chavro, you think that's a kshon.
It should not look a bit of very evil. Which ones are you picking up? I don't think the Nicha is the Shinoi. I understand should not look a bit. It's not normal for it to not come out to suspect it's going to take a Gacheles and put it down on a haystack. Yes, I'm
changing the case
to understand what the Shinoi is.
You keep the case Korah, and there was a part of the Allah that had the Gacheles.
So, why is that a Shinoi?
She knew it, you put it down. You should have put it down.
Why is that shimmering?
Well, it's a table of low usually does not have cold wood.
Okay. So why is that saying he took it in his mouth? Okay. Harry got there. I must admit, at this line of the work, I was working a long time trying to get a shot. I'm not convinced 100% of Shalom saying it right either. But the shot that I understood at the moment is that there was two stories that took the Charara, they had the Gecheles with it, and it chayim as a showing for the Charara, because it ate the Charara, and then the coal it took and moved onto the Hizdah. It was given two stories, two parts of this story. Not that it took a Charara with a coal, and that's how it burned the Hizdah, but rather it took the Charara, then it took the coal and put on the Hizdah. Then let them show that. In time, like this thing. But right, that's why it's a Mishnah. Quite right. That's
not the Mishnah. It's hard if it's capable of starting a fire. It would be animal. Not sure.
That Rashi said it. Should have been. Okay, let me put it this way. I spent a long time trying to work it out, but. I'll keep trying. But at the moment, that's how I understand it. To say, if something's gone, I hear you, Pshay, you'll see me. The shilly, the fact that he needs it, just left it there.
Eat the bread.
I did eat it. He had the bread.
Bread he ate. No, I'm saying he walked home with the bread that he stole. He took a dish. He munched out the bread, and then coal he puts down on
the bread. Why is that?
Very to do.
When you're talking about the good then is that you said you need coal and not good for your teeth.
Now you need the coal.
When we were talking about
the coal.
So why did she learn this?
When we were talking about the Chazir before, and he was rummaging through the hash club, by looking at it with his nose, so if he takes the Charara and then goes like this with the coal, the coal
is right. It's a sham or egg of it. Yeah, it's normal. It's something normal. So I'm still even to the that wasn't the chiddush that I was saying to you. Obviously, it might be the shun of it, not the chiddush. El Abayan Mahoko, says Rashi, El Abayan, Al Shaila, whether it's Migufa or not, me offer my t shirt. So maybe you can't be patient anymore. Why? The Ebit Suris go chayo, if we're talking about Suris in a normal fashion, the Kuriyam, the Mali, and the Shah. Everyone would agree that's Mali. The Hoko, the Suris, Shashino, Ben, can be forgiven. Here we're talking about Suris that were done in an unusual way. Suris that were done in an unusual way, says Rashi. The Suris go chayo, if it's Suris that were done in the usual way, Bein Evelozo, Bein Tanakameh, both Evelozo and Tanakameh, Surukus, Sumpus, they both say they hold like Sumpus, then as a Shari Mishan, you pay as a Shari. Look at Hoko, the Shari Bitsuris. Here you did the Shiri Bitsuris, Kama Tanakameh, Chatzinezek, you pay Chatzinezek, Omegupo and Mishane. The Mishuno, the told of the king. You pay me good for because Mishuno, and it's a told of king. I say, it's Kiddush. We've had the Tzuris of Rega. We've even heard the Tzuris of Shem. Now we've got a new one, Tzuris of Care. Tzuris of Care. That this animal took this Gachelet. Now, if it would be a normal thing for it to do, it would have to pay Nazik Shari, because we all like Sulchos, that Tzuris you pay Nazik Shari for. But since it wasn't the normal thing to do, it took a gecheres. It wasn't normal thing to do. Since it's a shinori of the tzoriyos on sumchos, which is chatzinezek. Very good for you, because you got keren, tzoriyos of keren. You got tzoriyos done in an unusual way, which gives a din of keren, and then we pay chatzinezek mi good for
it. Why is it not so unusual?
It's not unusual.
Huh?
It was unusual.
So
why is that? Yeah. So Shem regular. Regular channel. Okay. Yeah. That we saw that. There's one of them. We mentioned that a number of times. a Caleb that ate a Imriya sheep, right? Remember? And even though it's Shem, ate it, it's hungry, eh? Since it was unusual, I didn't know it's Shona, it's Kansinadek, the good boy, because it's Mishona. Anything is Shona, it doesn't fall under the category of regular Shem. Mishona falls under the category of hair.
Why?
Because that's care. Care means something you shouldn't. What's care? Care means I have to look after my animal. So Hashem said, something which is more than something which is usual to do, you're going to be having the shoring for it. Something which is unusual, really maybe you shouldn't be having anything, so you're going to be a class of maximum. So it is not usual for care to eat the sheep. So I didn't have to expect that it's going to eat the sheep. The Riyah shouldn't be chayv anything, and so it's going to give me a knas of chatzin in. Hashem, in something usual, I'm going to have to look after it. That's Shen Regal, because it's a usual hazard, you're going to be chayv. Karen Tam is unusual, it comes under the new chiddush of the term. The Mila here was unusual. So what he did was, he did a Maisa Karen, but the Tsroyos of a Maisa Karen. That's the chiddush of this Rashi. There's something called tsroyos of keren. Tsroyos means something disconnected from the mice you did. You can have a mice of Shen and a mice of Regal that do tsroyos, you're going to have Chatzinezer because it's tsroyos of Shen and Regal. Would those tsroyos be Mikufoy Umaliyah? Umaliyah, because it's part of Shen and Regal. Now, since we're actually going to use tsroyos of keren. Karen, really, you pay Migufoy. And since it's serious of Karen, you pay Chatzi Nezek, Migufoy.
So what's Roma's question?
Roma has a shayla, do you pay Migufoy Ma'aliyah?
But that's the point of Rashi, what the question is to pay Ma'aliyah.
That's what the Gemara is being asking. Martin got it right. Because it could be that you definitely pay Ma'aliyah. And the reason why you pay Chatzi Nezek is because it is Tsroyos of Karen. So you pay Chatzin Ezek. And why do the Belozen say you pay in Ezek Shalei? Because the Reb Tarfon says, Rashi and Karachi, the Belozen, so we give Tarfon. The Omer Mishun, the Kerem, the Tzah, the Ezek, the Shalei, the Ezek Shalei. The Hoyo no Mishun, since it's different. How do I got the Ezek Shalei, the Shalei, and since people that you do pay in Ezek Shalei, we go for the Shalei. You pay me go. Like we're gonna learn soon in the sugya, Tarfin, Mishuna, Karen, Matanizik, the Karen that is Mishuna, that's done in Hatanizik, is the Kufa, Yukashan, you pay.
That's one for Tom.
That's for Tom. Tom is exciting, right? Okay, we have one little taste here. I'll go to Mishan Hatanizik. The Kamal Mafarish, you see where it is, the third place on the page, it's a small place. The Kamal Mafarish, later on in about 5 days, the Gemara is going to explain the Matlam Aisha Mishim Kitzel. It's about Chalik, it's why you're Chayiv for Ish. Why you're Chayiv for Ish? There's something called Ish Mishum Chitzov, there's something called Ish Mishum Mabayim. It's not Chalik, it's a beer and it's not Ish. Why you're Chayiv for Ish? Or Mabayim. Why am I Chayiv for Ish? Am I Chayiv because the Torah considered it my money? So my money went to the banks, I have to pay. Is that why I'm Chayiv to pay for Ish? Or am I trying to pay for Ish because it's considered my Arab? It's my license, all of my mazik. I threw an Arab, and the Arab, I shoot an Arab, the Arab makes a hole in that door. Why am I trying to pay for the hole of the door? Because it's my mice. My mice, my act. I was disconnected from me. No, that's all my act. Somebody shoots a gun, it's his act. Why is Ish? Why are you paying for Ish? Is it because of Chitzov, your Arab, or Mamoino? It's your man. Obviously, the money is a chiddush. It's fine. I mean, it doesn't have any cost in there. Really. I mean, to don't put it in your shoes, it's if your money. It's if it's your money, that's why you have to pay. Just like you have to adopt your show, you have to adopt your fire, and you have to fire damage, you have to pay because it's if your money. Or no, it's even worse. It's as if your act is wrong. It's mamish your act. The mode they get off the minutes and not going to discuss it either. So there's something called chitimon. Let's put that back into the animal. The animal took this coal and lit the gosh. An animal does not chai for mamoyle, doesn't have a bank account, doesn't own anything. Can't say the Torah put it in the animal's mind. So he put it down on this coal, on this gosh, and he burned down the gosh. Why should he be chai to pay for this gosh? Why should he be chai to pay? So if we're going to say it's a chitzov of the animal, then we can look into the difference. The animals. The animal did it. Because it's a chitzov, it's the arrow of the animal. It's as if the animal did it. If it's memoino, very difficult to understand. Why should be chayiv? Why should be chayiv? The animal doesn't have more than it has to look after. That's his taste. That's his taste. The government of Parish, they know the Gemara is going to explain. I need to share those first. Stand up. The government of Parish, the man of Oma, Isha, Mishum Chitzo. According to the opinion of all, the reason why you pray for Asian is because of your arrow, then on Kona Godish, Meshach Chatzinim. On the whole Godish, the owner of this dog has to pay Chatzinim. Why? The chitz of the Kelev. It's as if the Kelev shot those arrows. Now it's a tzoris, and it's a tzoris of the dog. The dog put the coal down. Shot arrows all over the place, which is classic tzoris, right? That's what he did. He shot arrows. How do you shoot arrows? I put this fire down. This fire now spreads to all directions. If the animal shot those arrows in all directions, so he's having tzoris for all those directions everywhere. The vav mimokim gecheres, the actual place he put the gecheres down, the gecheres has exonim. And the rest of the place is the gecheres nothing. That's all good if you're on the issue of pizza. It's as if the animal shot those arrows. But a man on my issue is my boy, becomes a man on my issue is my boy. Why shouldn't we try it? Animals don't have money. I'll call a goddess bottle. The met is part of the whole goddess. So I'm walking a cheles. Chatzinezek, ba'adye adri. Where would we have chatzinezek? Ba'adye adri. Remember that Moshe Rashi had. Adye adri, we're talking about he threw the call. He threw the call that landed on a particular place. That is tzoris, and that place where it lands, you have to pay chatzinim. Normally, we've learned this stage, we look up the Gemara with Nalevi inside, but sadly, we don't have time for that, so I have to spoon feed it to you. But now, let me just say over to you what we've just spoon fed, which you understand. We've learned a klal about ish. A klal is the difference between ish and mishum and moina, ish and mishum and kitzo. That's when we learn it in the sugar, we'll learn it. So we smack a thing. Have you ever light Shabbos candles? If Eish and Shulchitzo, it's as if I'm lighting on Shabbos. I light an air of Shabbos. It's as if my act is keeping going, right? That's a discussion we'll see then in the answer. Eish and Shulchitzo, it's as if your act carried on with someone else. Or I'm chai for Eish because it's as if it's my money. Nothing in it for how silly it is. Could we be chai of an animal? For Eish, if an animal made Eish, is it possible to say that the owner of the animal would be chayv? If you're chayv because Eish is Shem Eloi, so why should I be chayv? Because my animal's money did damage. I don't have to look after my animal's money. I have to look after my animal. Not the money of my animal. And the animal doesn't have any money anyway. So the whole thing doesn't start. So why should I be chayv for the whole godish?
Why should I be the owner?
No.
The dog.
Why? Why am I having to pay for the money with the dog?
Why not?
I'm
having
to look after my animal.
Property. Yes.
My animal.
I don't understand this chiluk. I mean, you said my whatever, like for example, Mashikana Evan Kana Rabo. What do you mean it's your animal's money? Your animal is your animal is your money. Whatever your animal's money is your money. The fire of your animal is your fire.
Not even sure that, because really this money is not anyone's money. The Torah put it in the Rishus of the one that ate it in order to make him chayv. This animal lit it. I didn't light it. So the Torah would put in the Rishus of the animal in order to make the animal chayv. But the animal is not chayv or anything. I'm chayv to look after my animal. I'm not chayv to look after, I'm not chayv to assume oinshin of something which is the next stage down. The animal then went into fire. Not my problem. I don't have to pay for damages my animal did. The animal thinks it's the animal then go light fire. The Torah is going to put in the animal should in order to make the animal chay. I'm not chay for. David ben Moida is not me. So why should I be chay for the Godish? That's the cash which the Gemara is going to do. The Gemara says, if it's medin chitzol, then it's very good. The animal lit the fire, sent out his arrows in all directions. So it's the animal's axe. The animal's axe, I'm chay for. The Torah says you're chay to look after your animal for all the animal's axe it does. It's good if it does it really dying or does it. So it's all those cases I'm chay. So here's a classic case of Torah. The animal put down the coal, which then goes and shoots out loads of fires, stones here, the fire that's what it really is, lighting up all the Godish. So I'm chay for the whole Godish, Katsinezek, Torah is Kivala. But if it's Namoina, it's very difficult to understand. Why should I be chay? Said to Gemara, no, you're right. If it's Namoina, you're really not chay for the whole Godish. The animal put down the coal and then flung it somewhere else and it landed somewhere else. That is Torah. That stone that landed, or the coal that landed, is Torah's. Where it landed, I'm proud to pay. How much? Where it landed, the rest of the Godish, I'm positive. Completely possible. Completely possible. Why? Because the only reason to be chai is because the moina. Moina animals don't have more. No reason to be chai. I'm not proud to pay for the moina matter. I'm only proud to pay for what my animal does. So that's this thesis, small thesis. Explain what is the Godish Mishana Patinetic. Is it the whole Godish or only where it is? So, as we mentioned, we have to get till Hodavariova. It's like four lines down on the base. And there is this long chases. Now, this long chases on Ahmed Alif, because Ahmed Alif, we can't learn the long chases, but we can learn until. We've got Rashi, you have to learn Rashi here. Rashi is a long Rashi. The first and the second Rashi on the whole base. Long Rashi. And then Tosis on the Utskans of Adali.
Big one.
That's the Poshit. His mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines up on the narrow lines on Yudkes and Aleph. Kids, we have to learn about 15 lines of Tosfos. Rest of Tosfos next month. 15 lines of Tosfos, we have to learn Yud Shem tomorrow. Okay, for today. Right now, till on the base, second line on. Up to the end of the second Rashi on the base, right? Two Rashi, pull in, and then Tosfos 15 lines of Tosfos.
We having shir tomorrow?
Yes, Hashem, 9:30. 9:30, yeah, the last shir of this month.
Hopefully, I'll be back in the base medrash.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing you. My kids are suffering from something called.